Hey folks, Dan Freo here, your nationwide mortgage loan officer with the financial news and real estate news for February 21st, 2025. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, there was headlines that just came in. Home sales dropped sharply as prices hit an all-time high. We're going to talk about that briefly. We're going to look at the bond market. Bond market's doing fairly well with today's economic news, and we'll get to that in a second. But unfortunately, the stock market is getting hammered right now. Let's get over to the equity markets on CNBC. And the Dow Jones is down over almost 400 points. And the culprit behind that is United Healthcare is now under investigation for their pay practices. So that's what we're going to talk about. So let's get to the economic calendar we have for today. Only a couple items came out. Manufacturing came out, and it was we'll say it was right in line. We have the servicing index came in. It was a little light. And then existing home sales. That's what we're going to talk about. It fell off a cliff. So let's get over to home sales. First thing we want to see through here is previously owned homes fell 4.9% in January. Now, it's not prices, folks. It's the number of sales. And I've been saying this for years. I'm like, the number of sales is going to dramatically drop, but you're not going to see really a decrease in home prices. Was I right? Well, let's continue to go down through here. There are 1.18 million homes for sale at the end of January, an increase of 3.5%. The median home price of houses sold in January was $396,900. That is up 4.8% from last year. So you've been being told that home prices are going to crash, and I would expect, you know, these people that are telling me to know what they're talking about. So unfortunately, we didn't have that housing price crash. I'll be the culprit. I've been saying mortgage rates should be easing into this cycle, and basically once the Federal Reserve cut rates in September, rates went up 100 basis points. So what is going on? So let's take a little bit of a deep dive into this. Let's go into an interview over at CNBC. This is a home builder, and they're on the kind of the upper end echelon in the home builder sphere. But let's get his take on what they're seeing in the markets right now. And then when we come back, I'm going to go over more financial news and also critique what he's saying. And then at the end of this video, I'm going to give you my take on where I think rates are going to be over the next couple weeks. So without further ado, let's get over to the home builder comments. Take it away, CNBC.
Joining us now is Doug Bauer. He's the CEO of Tri Point Homes, and Tony Malkin, the CEO of Empire State Realty Trust. Welcome to both of you. Doug, it's great to have you here. And, you know, there's so many things to unpack.
Okay, is that one guy on the right side of the screen? Does he look like Mel Gibson? Just saying.
But more broadly, it was the best of times for the home builders just a year or two ago. And now, I don't want to say it's the worst of times, but the mood has certainly shifted.
Yeah, Kelly, thanks for having me on. Let me just break it down into three components, supply, demand, and the consumer. When you think about the supply, demand of housing, we've been undersupplied for years. There's an argument that we're millions of homes underbuilt, and we still have the lingering effect of the locked-in resale market, which isn't trading about roughly over a million homes a year. On the demand side, we have the millennial and Gen Zs, which are undisputed early innings, a lot of demand there. So that's kind of the supply demand. Then you flip to the consumer and the consumer sentiment. And if you go back to 24, the beginning of 24, the consumer was told rates were going down. The Fed was going to adjust the discount rate and other rates would go down. But what happened, obviously, we know a discount rate went down about 100 bips and mortgage rates went up 100 bips. So the consumer felt a lot of angst in the back half of the year. Now, as we've kind of trended into the first month and a half of this year, they've reengaged. And it's not as strong as it was last year, but sales have definitely picked up. But the consumer is still dealing with a lot of hesitancy about the political climate and other things that could be going on in this world. Yeah. So even though there's these imbalances with supply and demand and the consumer sentiment, the long-term facts for housing look really good. And sure. And to plug Tri Point, you know, Tri Point's trading below book value, so it's probably a good time to buy Tri Point.
Well, and it's interesting, 70% of your buyers are millennial and Gen Z. So I take your point about kind of the pressures that they may be under. Also thought it was interesting, Doug, you've got exposure in California, and you guys are one of the first to really mention the rising cost of home insurance is a deterrent.
So this is where I want you to pay attention as well. So if you're navigating the home buying market in 2025, one of the first things I want you to do is call your insurance agent, the one you have your car insurance with or whatever other insurance is with, And just tell them, you know, I'm looking for a house. Here's where I'm kind of looking at in the price ranges. Get an estimate of how much the homeowner's insurance would be. And the reason why I'm telling you that is over the last 10 years, say, when I'm taking an application, we really don't know the person's homeowner's insurance. So I usually plug in like $120-$130 a month. That was usually kind of in the range, $1,500-$1,800. Now a lot of the insurances, especially in California, Florida, those areas, it might be $3,000 or $4,000. So that could be add another $200 to your mortgage payment. So pay attention, you know, do your due diligence. And before you do anything, you know, if you're kicking the tires to buy that first house, please check with your insurance agent so you can get through this piece that he's talking about.
And Wedbush said they think it's the first time this issue has been called out. So it's obvious to any of us, you know, out here in the real world that, of course, these rising insurance costs are going to be a factor. Is it California specific or is it broader?
Well, I think with the weather events that have happened and the fires and the hurricanes and so forth on the East Coast and Florida all the way to the West Coast with the fires, insurance has gotten a lot of attention. And so we, with our TriPoint Assurance Agency, we have the ability to help our consumers get to the right insurance needs. So it is a big focus of ours because the cost per month has gone up, but it's still very much available to our consumer.
Yeah, and you have a lot of pockets of strength that you've talked about. Even Austin, you know, we're always curious about some of those markets that were really hot in the pandemic and then have cooled down somewhat. I was curious if you're seeing any impact in Washington where, you know, social media is filled with reports that the housing market is weakening because of some of the cuts from the new administration.
You know, that's a great question. And we were just talking about that at our board meeting. And I was talking to our division president, DC Metro. You know, we build more of a move-up product that is really catered to that professional services worker. And with this current administration, one would gather that as hopefully the government does shrink. And then there's probably some contractual arrangements that are done with professional workers that are really our buyer profile. So we have not felt any effect from what is going on with DOGE.
That's a great interview. So you take it, that's right from the CEO of Point Homes. So take that for what it's worth, but I would have to agree with him. Insurance is basically, they spread the risk throughout the whole country. So no matter where you live, you're probably going to get affected by this. So let's get over to the final reading. Dow Jones is coming back a little bit. It was down 400 just recently. Let's take one last glimpse at what's going on in the bond market. It is up 23 ticks. I think it's too early to see if we can get an update here. No, I will be back at the closing bell to let you guys know how this goes. And then here's some of the headlines that's in the news right now. This is what's causing the markets to do what they're doing. The Trump risk, the market is not yet priced in. But then you have United Healthcare. They got they're under investigation for billing probes. And then if you look over through here, normally this isn't the case, but all this is about real estate. So I thought that was kind of intriguing today on that level. So that's my report for the morning, folks. So you're going to see rates ease a little bit today. There's really no economic news that should affect the markets going forward for the rest of the day and throughout the weekend. So here's my expectations. I'm thinking that we're in a nice trading range right now. I think with DOGE, the Trump administration, the tariffs and everything, it is a short-term bump in the road. Okay, long term, I'm not going out there with a lot of the Barry Habibs and things like that that think rates are going to be in the 5% range, you know, mid to high fives within the next 2 to 3 months. I'm thinking we're going to ease down to about, so we're going to run in a range of about 6.5% to 7%. So if you're out there and your rates are in the high sevens or maybe low eights, reach out to us. We'd love to help you refinance to get you take advantage of these low rates, because many times you'll see blips in the radar. Let's just go over to the 30-year the rates. So here's where rates have been over the last year, okay? So if you closed about a year ago, you might be at a rate, and I can go back a little bit farther. You went back through here, your rates could be 8%. And this is back in October of 2023. So between October, November, and December, rates were over 8%. Now, where are they? Well, they're teetering down in the sixes right now. So here's what's happened over the last year. A lot of people took advantage of this rate drop. We had rates dropping into the mid to the low sixes. A lot of people refinance and then they're like, okay, I'm going to wait for it to continue to come down. What happened? It rallied right back up. So when you have these blips in the radar, think of it as the stock market. A lot of people say, well, buy the dips. Well, this might be an entry point for you. to look into refinancing to maybe save a little bit of money if you're in 8% or higher. Just a thought there. For home buyers, new home buyers, I'd love to help you as well. So how do you reach out to me? What do I do? How do I do things? Because our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? And nobody else is doing that for you. Well, the first thing I want you to do is, here's my public service announcement. If you sign up for the Do Not Call list, you probably are going to want to sign up for this as well. This is actually Do Not Sell My Financial Data list. And it, don't hesitate, folks. I talk to people every day and I'm like, hey, did you do the opt-out pre-screener? They're like, no, I saw it on your video, but I just haven't had time to it. Guys, you're going to thank me when this comes. What happens is when I pull your credit report, or if you're looking for a home, or you're looking for a car even, when the financial institution pulls your credit, what happens is that data is then sold to other financial institutions and sometimes whoever wants to buy this stuff. So if you want to stop that, just fill out this form. You're on your way. So that's that. So now, who am I? What do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I am hopefully your nationwide mortgage loan officer for life. Here's what I do. I work at People's Bank and Trust, a federally licensed bank. So I'm federally licensed throughout the entire country as well as Puerto Rico. The unique thing is I joined them because we're growing and growing and growing. Right now we have over 30 lenders that we can work with. So yes, we can do loans at our bank, but we now have 30 lenders. We can use their rates, their programs, everything, their down payment assistance programs, all their grant programs, everything from them to help you. So instead of you trying to navigate this on your own, let us do all the heavy lifting. So visit us at therateupdate.com. There's four ways to reach me. You can put in your application right through here. That'll go right to me, yours truly. I'll be reaching you on the phone probably within hours. If you want to schedule a consultation, just click there. You're going to schedule a one-on-one consultation. If you're looking to refinance at some point, we did add this trigger point right in here. If you're looking to refinance, plug in your information. Just click that button right there. Plug in your information on what rate you're looking for. Now, be realistic. What rate you're looking for, if it would, you know, if it got down to that level, what would it take for you to refinance? So we have many people right now at 8%, 8.125% that we're locking them into, you know, maybe high sixes, low sevens, saving them a lot of money. So if you want to check it out, just click that for the rate watch. You can get on our list there. But if you want to reach out to us directly, now there's a couple different ways. Our phones are working finally. And hopefully my mic isn't clicking out as well either. I took out some limiters and I think that's what the culprit was. So you can reach us at 844-775-5626. And I'm one of the people that answer on that as well. Or you can reach me personally at Dan@therateupdate.com on my email. So ask any questions you want, but please make sure you put in your name and information so I can give you a call back to answer that question and maybe more. So thanks for watching, folks. I hope you learned something today. If you did, please subscribe down below. I'd greatly appreciate it. Otherwise, I'll see you at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. Take care. See you then. Bye-bye.